才艺媒体营开始报名喽！七月共两个梯次，五月十五号前想早鸟价，请上网搜寻“空音才艺媒体营”。
Hi friends, welcome back. My name is John and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom, friends. I'm glad you're joining us today in day two of our language lesson, Webster's Web. What's happened so far?
Okay, so we have two characters in this story. There's a fly and there is a spider named Webster. We are using the word play to tell this story.
That's right. For example, the fly tells Webster, I play it safe. He's not going to go close to the spider's web. But the spider plays along and tricks the fly. He tries to play it cool and he convinces the fly to come closer to his web.
Oh no, the fly is playing right into the spider's hands. How is our story going to continue? Let's get on with our conversation for today.
Webster's Web.
Just a bit more.
Webster grinned.
Once you're here, you'll probably find it hard to pull yourself away. We can be playmates. We can play music and talk and share stories.
Webster chuckled.
And after that, well, we'll just play it by ear.
All right.
The fly buzzed as he came closer.
I'm dying to get a closer look,
he said, landing on the web.
Dying is right,
laughed Webster, making a play on words.
You foolish fly.
Hi, I'm Jack. 今天的 usage tip 是动词加受词加受词补语的句型。来看今天的课文句子。Once you're here, you'll probably find it hard to pull yourself away. 在本句中 ,it 是虚受词。真正的受词是不定词加动词。之所以不直接放在动词 find, consider, feel,think 的后面，是因为这会造成动词与受词补语相隔太远，使得不易理解。受词补语通常是形容词或名词，所以会先用虚受词 it 代替 to 加动词，而 to 加动词则在受词补语后面出现。来看一个例句 ，We considered it a challenge to motivate the teenagers to learn.我们认为激励青少年学习是一项挑战。
Alright friends, Webster the spider is hungry and he's trying to catch this fly. What do we read?
Alright, Webster is tricking this fly and he says, just a bit more. Webster grinned. Once you're here, you'll probably find it hard to pull yourself away. Now, we saw that sentence already for your usage tip today. We read on and see, we can be playmates. Here is a noun that uses that word play. Playmates are two people, such as two children, who play together.
That's right. He says, we can play music and talk and share stories. I think he's lying. And we read here, Webster chuckled. So we've seen two words here, grinned and then chuckled. If we use a word that's not necessarily about talking, it means that is how the person said it. So if he grinned, he said something with a smile. If he chuckled, What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of like a quiet laugh or a laugh that is kind of inside of you. And the way that you would say this sentence in that way, you might say it like, we can play music and talk and share stories. So it's kind of said in a laughing way.
And then the noun is a chuckle, right? That quiet ha 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 laugh. So he chuckled, he laughed as he said this. And after that, well, we'll just play it by ear, Webster says. So playing something by ear originally is a musical term that means to improvise or just make something up. You're not reading the music. But playing a situation by ear means to make things up as a situation unfolds or to not pre-plan what you're going to do.
Exactly. So for example, I'm not sure what time we'll finish, so let's just play it by ear. Let's see what happens next. That's what the spider is saying here to the poor little fly after he comes closer and decides to be the spider's playmate. The fly doesn't really know what's going to happen next, and the spider isn't telling him. He says they're going to play it by ear.
And then the fly says, all right. The fly buzzed as he came closer. I'm dying to get a closer look. Buzz is the sound that a fly makes, right? A buzz. And if he's buzzing, it means he's flying with this buzzing noise.
That's right. So if you are buzzing or if an animal or a fly is buzzing, it means they are making a low, continuous humming sound.
He says, I'm dying to get a closer look. And then he said landing on the web. So he actually touches the web. Uh-oh, this is a big mistake.
And Webster says dying is right. Now, the word dying here in the first sentence, if you're dying to get a closer look, it just means you're really desperate for something. You really want it. But Webster is taking it in a very literal sense. He is saying, yes, you are going to die. Dying is right, laughed Webster, making a play on words. Now, what exactly is a play on words, John?
A play on words is something many people love to do. We call it a pun, P-U-N in English, or something that has a double meaning. Just like you said, the fly says, I'm dying to get a closer look. He really wants something. And the spider says, yes, you are dying, but a different kind of dying. Uh-oh, what's going to happen? We'll have to find out in the next section of our reading. Let's do that together right now.
Webster's Web. Little had the helpless fly realized he had been playing the fool. He struggled to free himself from the web, but couldn't. In a short time, he was all played out.
You lying spider!
He sobbed.
Why did you play a trick on me?
I'm hungry.
He explained.
Don't expect me to play fair. Spiders never play by the rules, especially when they're hungry.
Won't you please let me go?
Begged the fly. But the spider only laughed harder.
Never!
He cried.
I always play for keeps.
When my parents sold my childhood home, I started sobbing, realizing I would never be inside that wonderful house again. 当父母卖掉我儿时的老家时，我开始哭泣，因为意识到再也无法进去那栋很棒的房子里了。Sob 如果当名词，是指啜泣声，譬如Mary heard a sob from her daughter's bedroom, so she opened the door to see how she could comfort her. Mary 听到女儿卧室传来啜泣声，于是打开房门，想着要如何安慰她。Sob story 是指悲伤的故事，譬如 Her sob story about her car breaking down did not excuse her four-day absence from work. 她汽车抛锚的悲惨故事并不能成为她四天旷工的借口。
Alright, friends, we begin the next section of our reading with a very interesting English pattern. Little had the helpless fly realized he had been playing the fool. If you use this word, little had someone done something, it means they had not really done it at all. So the fly had not really realized or known that he had been playing the fool. Anne-Marie, what does that mean?
Okay, if you play the fool, it means that you are acting in a silly or foolish way. You're not acting very smart. The fly didn't even know that he was doing something stupid. He was acting foolish. He was playing the fool.
I could say, I really played the fool when I bought that car without checking out the engine. It barely runs. I played the fool.
All right, so the fly get stuck in the web. He struggled to free himself from the web, but he couldn't. Oh no, what a foolish little fly.
Yeah, the poor guy is stuck in a spider's web. And as we read, in a short time, he was all played out. Again, yesterday we talked about how the word play is a fishing term. When you're trying to fight with a fish until it becomes tired, you're playing it out. But to be played out means to be at your limit after expending your effort. So basically, you're tired out.
For example, he is totally played out after the busyness of last week. He's really tired. He's very worn out. In a short time, the fly became all played out from trying to get free from Webster's web. And he's not very happy about it, is he, John?
No, he sobs. You learned all about the verb sob in your language lab, right? To sob is to cry. So he says, you lying spider, he sobbed. Why did you play a trick on me? I bet you know this one already, but Anne-Marie, can we review playing a trick on someone?
Sure. If you play a trick on someone, it means that you're behaving in a deceptive or a teasing way towards others.
Ooh, I used to love playing tricks on my siblings. I would sometimes hide under their bed and grab their legs. That was playing a mean trick.
That sounds a little scary.
Yeah, don't do that. You might get stepped on. All right, friends. Well, we read more. I'm hungry, he explained. This is the spider. Don't expect me to play fair. Spiders never play by the rules, especially when they're hungry. Okay, there's the phrase play fair and play by the rules. Play fair means to follow the rules. You don't cheat. You follow the rules. And play by the rules is very, very similar. It also means to observe the laws or rules, especially of some kind of a game.
Yeah, so for example, you could say to your friend, you can't join the game if you're not going to play fair. Means you need to follow the rules. Now, we read on here, the spider says he's not going to play by the rules. He's going to be deceptive to the little fly. And the fly is begging the spider now, won't you please let me go? What does the spider say?
Oh, the spider only laughs harder, we read. Never, he cried. I always play for keeps. I think about certain kids' games where you might have trading cards or little toys that you spin or play with. What does play for keeps mean?
Ah, well, when you play for keeps, it means permanently or indefinitely. So as John said, there are certain kids' games that when the children play them, they might play for keeps. That means that if you win that player's cards or their toy, they get to keep it. It's not just a game. It really happens in real life. And that's kind of the idea here as well with Webster and this fly. He's saying he's not really just playing a game. Things can't go back to how they were before. That fly is Webster's now.
He's going to keep him and eat him. Uh-oh, friends. Well, let's take a little mental break and go to the info cloud right now to learn a little bit more English.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. Hey Garrett, have you heard about the new investment scheme that promises to double your money in just 1 month?
You know what they say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
So you mean that something that seems unbelievably good is often not true or reliable?
That's right. This proverb is a warning to be cautious and skeptical of offers that seem too perfect or unrealistic.
We need to remind ourselves that there are rarely shortcuts to success. If someone promises you something that seems too easy or too rewarding, you should investigate further.
Many scams rely on people believing in these too-good-to-be-true promises. So, friends, always be careful and do your research before committing to anything that seems overly generous or easy.
现在网络上有很多陷阱，你要提醒自己， if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. 如果听起来好到不像真的，可能就是这样。If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. 这句话是在提醒我们要谨慎和怀疑那些看起来过于完美或不切实际的事情。例如，有一个新的投资计划，承诺在一个月内让你钱翻倍。你就可以说 ,If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. 成功很少有捷径。如果有人承诺一些过于丰厚的回报，你应该要谨慎调查，以免落入陷阱。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Webster's Web. Looking forward to a tasty snack, Webster danced with excitement. His dancing caused the web to tear, but Webster was jumping around too much to notice. Suddenly, the web collapsed, taking the surprised spider with it to the ground. Meanwhile, the fortunate little fly broke free and buzzed off.Wounded, but wiser.
Fortunate, 意思是幸运的，来看例句。He was fortunate to recover fully from his neck injury with the help of excellent medical care. 幸运的是他在良好的医疗照护下颈部的伤势完全康复了。或是 I feel fortunate to have grown up in a small town where the neighbors were friendly and the lifestyle peaceful. 我很幸运在一个小镇长大，那里的邻居都很友善，生活方式也很平和。Fortunate 的副词 ,fortunately 是指幸运的。譬如 ,fortunately, no one was hurt when the branch suddenly fell from the tree in the middle of the park. 当树枝从公园中央的树上突然掉下来时，幸运的是没有人受伤。
Alright friends, Webster the spider has tricked a little fly. The fly is now stuck, he's played out, he's tired, and Webster is closing in, about to eat him. Let's read here together.
Okay, we read, looking forward to a tasty snack, Webster danced with excitement. What does it mean if you look forward to something?
You're excited that it will happen. Sometimes we use the word anticipate.You're anticipating something that you're looking forward to. So you're eagerly anticipating something.
For example, I'm really looking forward to the weekend. Now, Webster is so excited that he is dancing, but then something happens. His dancing caused the web to tear. Now, yesterday we talked about the word mend, and tear is the opposite of the word mend. He was mending his web, but now his web is tearing. He was jumping around too much to notice.
I understand the feeling. Sometimes my kids and I dance when we're really happy. But here, the spider has broken his own web, and we read, suddenly the web collapsed, taking the surprised spider with it to the ground. Okay, interesting. Let's first of all go over that word collapsed in our lesson today.
Okay, so the word collapsed means to suddenly fall down or give way. And we can say this about things, buildings, or even people. If a person collapses, it means that they fall down suddenly and can't stand up anymore. If a building collapses, it could be because of an earthquake, for example. The whole building collapsed in the earthquake.
Yeah, it's never fun when something you love collapses. I could say, my science project was to build a bridge, but at the last minute, it collapsed. So, poor Webster, it collapsed, taking the surprised spider with it to the ground. So the spider's web fell, and the spider fell with it. What did the fly do?
Well, the fly got very, very lucky. This foolish fly. Meanwhile, the fortunate little fly broke free and buzzed off, wounded, but wiser. Now, we see this word wounded here, and that tells us that this fly is maybe hurt.
Yeah, well, the poor guy, his feet probably hurt. Wounded means seriously or painfully injured or hurt, but not yet killed. So he's still okay. And then we also use this phrase, blank but wiser, sometimes, like older but wiser. So you can compare one adjective that might be less positive, but it gave you a good experience of wisdom.
Yeah, so usually we use this to say that someone has learned something from this experience. And that reminds me, John, what do you think the moral of this story is? What can we learn from this story?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, if you are a fly, don't go near a spider's web. But I think in general, we learn don't play with fire. If you know something doesn't end well, just avoid it. There are plenty of good things you can do instead.
That's a really good point. Don't play with fire. Well, friends, now it's not time to play with fire. It's time to play with something fun in today's fun fact.
Hello, fact friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun fact for you today. Did you know that the Goliath Bird Eater is the world's heaviest spider? Goliath was a huge warrior from old times. And this spider lives in South America and is up to 13 centimeters long. Look out, birds. And that's today's fun spider fact.
All right, friends. Well, it's always fun when these silly little stories teach us something bigger about life. We call that the moral of the story. Anne-Marie, what do you think is the moral of this story?
Well, we talked a little bit about not playing with fire, but I think another good moral would be don't play the fool. Make sure you are aware of your surroundings and don't act in a silly or foolish way when it could get you into trouble.
That's right. And if you're like this spider, you're not playing by the rules, you're not playing fair, don't expect people to trust you. Well, friends, I hope you've learned a little bit about that word play. You've seen how great it is to add as part of your vocabulary. Happy studying.
Friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is John. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.